Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. In episode 421, season 3, we reflect on Seneca from letters 120, 45. How we first acquired the knowledge of that which is good and that which is honorable. Nature could not teach us this directly. She has given us the seeds of knowledge, but not knowledge itself. Our school of philosophy holds that the honorable and the good have been comprehended by analogy. We understood what bodily health was, and from this basis we deduced the existence of a certain mental health also. We knew, too, bodily strength, and from this basis we inferred the existence of mental sturdiness. How do we know what's good for us and how we should live our life? The answer that every Hellenistic school of philosophy gave was, live according to nature, meaning look at what makes human beings what they are and go from there. Of course, each school cashed out that phrase differently. For the Epicureans, for instance, the most natural thing for human beings is to seek pleasure and especially to avoid pain. The Stoics, by contrast, concluded that the most salient characteristics of humans as a species are the fact that we are highly social and capable of reason. Hence their notion that the best human life is one in which we use reason to improve the human cosmopolis. In all these cases, as Seneca says in today's quote, the initial analogy is between physical and mental health. Just like we can figure out what is good and not good for a human being in terms of our bodies, so we can figure out what is good and not good for us in terms of our minds. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will return with a new episode very soon, if Fortuna allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by opening your browser and going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you're using to listen to it. Thank you.